stylists, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, on the Good Day program dealing with the issues of the day. Tell me how you would handle this. This is the story that's been at DougSteffen.com. You may have seen this about a New Jersey woman who says that she's been denied a license plate referencing atheism. So she's filed a lawsuit claiming her online application was rejected because it was deemed potentially offensive.
What was it? Do we know?
The number eight.
Okay.
T-H-I-E-S-T.
Oh, atheist.
Got it.
What's the big deal?
Morgan said in a federal lawsuit that the Motor Vehicle Commission violated her First Amendment rights when they rejected the plate reading, as I just read for Jennifer, the number eight, T-H-E-I-S-T.
Look, I'm a fan of the big guy. I like God a lot. Mm. Love him.
Me too. I like God.
But I still think if she wants to put atheist on her car, I mean,
there
are people that can write, you know, Christian.
Stuff a lot worse than that on their license plate. Yep, we've become a very, very, very closed society. We're not open. Some people are really just completely closed off to other people's points of view. Anyway, and it's interesting because how the courts are ruling kind of crazy stuff, given that you don't have to have an ID to go vote. But yes, get in the line.
Give you a hard
time.
Something
like this. Hello. Anyway, she got a message from somebody at the DMV stating that her vanity plate request was ineligible, as it may carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency. Really? Man, is there a lawsuit here? I hope she wins. She has filled out the application. She filled out another application just to sort of prove her point.
Mm-hmm.
The phrase she put on the new application was Baptist.
Uh-oh. And that was okay?
Website accepted it. She claims in her lawsuit she sent the agency a letter of complaint by registered mail, has made attempts to contact them by phone, no answer. So how many people should be fired because of this? Everybody involved. The person who sent the note to her, her supervisor, and the person that runs the office. All of them should be fired. The Motor Vehicle Commission should be purged. Anyway, the Associated Press has tried to get people at the DMV to have something to say about this. No. No, we're not going to talk about this. So, anyway, in a couple of earlier instances, New Jersey approved a request from an atheist group president for the license plate, ATH1EST. The number one was in place of the letter I. This is foolish.
Yeah.
And they're spending this much time.
I don't understand. Have you ever had personalized plates to begin with?
Yes.
You have?
I have them now.
What did they say?
Mine says S8S. I used to have cows.
Sates?
No, I just had...
What is
S8S? Nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It was just
Well, then that's not really a vanity plate.
Well, I had cows once.
You did? You had a license plate that's a cow?
Cows. Yep, they had my cows. I could probably get it again.
See, my dad has CRN plates, and it was so upset when he asked me if I wanted, because he bought like CRN, CRN 1, right. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
And he was so upset when he asked me to take like CRN 2, and I didn't want it.
Yeah.
Because I think that vanity plates just draw attention. I mean, if I'm driving next to you and
they
singing
don't like
to my radio.
They're listening to CRN, and they're going to crash into your car.
Well, I don't want you to look at me. I want to sing in private. I want you to have to guess and see who I am. I don't want you to be like, oh, there's CRN 2 driving around. Like, so arrogant and crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of silly. Yep. Anyway, so there's that lady's story. Speaking of stories, how to know when to quit your job. Dr. Joy Brown is going to help you. If you're not happy at work, you might be saved by the doc in a matter of moments.
Notebook. Can you have your notebook?
Yeah, get your notebook.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Sam Adams, Summer Ale season.
I love the Summer Ale.
Cheers. Cheers.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The Grains of Paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams Summer Ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty response.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer 5314. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Dr. Joy Brown, as long as we're giving out numbers here, 14 after the hour, Dr. Joy's number, I get your number, Joy.
You can get my number.
855-99, Dr. Joy, or you can go to drjoy.com on the air every day around the country. Go to her website, check it out. It's noon to 3 East Coast time when you can hear her online or on radio stations. Contact her anytime, day or night. She's always on duty. Leave her a question, leave her a message. She'll answer the question on the air. 855-99, Dr. Joy. Okay, a lot of people are unhappy in life. Oftentimes, they claim they're unhappy because they don't like their job. My father said to me when I was very young, the morning you wake up and you don't want to go to work, time to look for another job. Fortunately, I found something that satisfies me, hopefully satisfies other people, but many folks are not that lucky, Joy. So if somebody were to call you and said to you, I'm not making enough money, I don't like the job because the boss is a jerk, Jennifer and Ken would never say that.
Never say that.
Never. At least not allowed.
No. All right. So workloads are too high. Whatever the problem, how do you address this? If somebody says to you, have you gone through everything you can go to, every person, if you don't have resolve, you quit your job. Yes or no?
First of all, I never encourage anybody to quit their job, number one.
Right.
However, if somebody's unhappy about the job, I say, all right, what is it that makes you unhappy? Be very specific about it. And if it's about more money, then maybe you can put together an argument that says you should get more money. If it's a boss, then we figure out strategies for dealing with that boss or go to somebody else. But if you're unhappy with your job, what I suggest you do is figure out, again, number one, why you're unhappy, because for example, if you're a salesman and it turns out you really hate dealing with people, you probably don't want to find another job in sales. Probably not going to work.
Probably
so
not.
We need to figure out why. Then is there something you can do about it? For example, if you miss if you feel the hours are too long, is it possible to work from home one day a week? If the commute's too long, I mean, there are lots of. If you, once you know the specifics, then we can begin problem solving. And if what you say is, you know, I just don't like it, I'm fed up with it. If you don't like the field, then maybe you go back to school, and maybe the company you're paying for will actually pay for you to go back to school, so you can tolerate it for a bit longer. And if we get to the point where get your resume up to date. But I suggest you never leave a job till you have a job, because you'll make quick decisions that are not necessarily very wise unless you can afford to have enough money in the bank to have a year or two where you don't need to work. Yeah. Most of us are not in that position. So if you don't like your job, figure out what you don't like about it. Let's figure out what you can do about it. Get your resume up to date. And my final suggestion for somebody who hates their job is to do a really good job at it, because you're undoubtedly going to have that person, your current employer, as a reference. And sometimes just working harder at your job gets you noticed, gets you promoted, gets you praised, and at very worst, it'll make you feel better about doing it. Because the two things all of us have in our life are work and love. It doesn't necessarily mean you need a salary for the work part, but that's part of what we do. It's one of the two pillars of our lives. So sometimes hating your job is about not your job. So doing a really, really good job at it can change things. And as you and I both believe, I think very strongly, happiness really is a choice.
Absolutely.
So instead of going to, I hate my job, you know, everybody hates me there, I'm made for better stuff, figure out what you can do about it for the short term, the medium term, and the long term to feel better about your work.
You are in charge. Remember that. Words of wisdom. Dr. Joy, 855-99-DR-JOY or drjoy.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A soup kitchen in Florida called Love Thy Neighbor has provided meals for the homeless for more than 20 years. Then one day it was sued by a business that makes jewelry called Love Your Neighbor. That's right, Love Your Neighbor was suing Love Thy Neighbor. Unbelievable, but the business wanted a website name that had been purchased years earlier by the charity, and it was willing to sue for it. I'm telling you this story because it gives us a chance to show how the effort to raise awareness about the lawsuit problem in America really can make a difference. After we heard about the lawsuit, we brought it to the attention of a major newspaper. The paper then made it a front page story. All of the media attention helped the charity find a lawyer who donated much of his time and finally got the lawsuit dismissed. Let's be fair, not all victims of lawsuits are so fortunate. However, it shows what can happen when we choose to say enough is enough. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning and instant rewards with the Value Club so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
All right, time for a little fun. Here, fun in the sun. I may need Kenny to help me with this just a little bit. Our video of the day at DougStefan.com comes from a Canadian sketch comedy show called LOL. We know that is laughing out loud. I always thought it meant lots of love. That's if I use it, that's what I'm saying with LOL. But anyway, that's not the point. This is a TV show, and the sound engineer is in his highest gear, working very hard to make a less than mediocre singer sound pretty good. Hopefully it's just a comedy skit and not a real look at the pop music industry today, although listening to American Idol, you listen to some of these people sing and screech and yell and holler and sound horrible. Maybe this is for real. The audio is there, but the video is superb, but we'll play the audio now. It'll just make more sense to you if you watch the video of the day at DougStefan.com from which this comes. This is something that, again, when you listen to it, you think, oh, what does that guy really look like? Or what is that scene all about? What attracted you to this, Kenny?
I have a lot of friends who are in the music business, and this was posted yesterday by probably 20 of my friends.
Really?
Who came across this and thought it was funny and also kind of not funny because mm-hmm. it might be true.
A little sad. Yeah, right. A little bit sad. All right, so check it out. Video of the day every day. Something exciting, new, different. There are pictures of dogs, television shows, videos from all walks of life. My cow show up there. Matter of fact, go to Facebook.com. You will see a picture of a cow having a calf, the actual process from start to finish at DougStefan.com. Don't forget, by the way, the free pound of coffee you can get by going to the BuzzBox coffee box. If you go to DougStefan.com, you're watching our video of the day. Just slide over a little bit. Look at that orange box and think to yourself, wow, I get a free box of coffee? I'm going to do that for my mom. I'm going to sign up for my mom for Mother's Day. The BuzzBox free coffee is in the BuzzBox coffee box at DougStefan.com. So why would you be silly? Get the free box of coffee for your mother for Mother's Day.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stefan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What are you hoping for today? I hope you're hoping for good things, awakening to what's going on in the world here, there, and everywhere. What was the old line from ABC Sports? Your next door, your neighborhood, your town, the country, the world. Wasn't that part of the ABC World of Sports?
Spanning the world.
Yeah, I think that was it. But didn't it bring in some way, shape, form, the essence of what goes on in your neighborhood is important to what goes on in the world. Your world is your neighborhood, right? So, if you live in Lynchburg, Virginia, a freight train carrying thousands of gallons of crude oil derailed in downtown Lynchburg.
Uh-oh.
Several tanker cars exploded. The flames, if you've seen these fireballs, the video of the fireballs, and the thick black smoke that spewed into the air yesterday, the tracks run parallel to the James River. And a number of the tankers derailed and fell into the water. Witnesses say there was oil spilling into the river, and in fact, the river was on fire. Well, the river wasn't really, but the surface of the river was on fire because the oil had caught fire, and that was what was burning. I don't understand how that happened. Have you ever seen, after you see a good war movie, if that's not an oxymoron, when the bad guys blow up the good guys, either side blows up a ship and explodes, and you see all of the burning oil on the ocean. Mm-hmm. I always wonder how that happens. Oil surfaces, comes to the surface, but it's in water, for God's sake. How does oil burn in water?
Because it separates and rises to the top, right? So,
well, yeah, it does.
I mean, it would eventually put itself out.
Yeah. Anyway, for our friends in Lynchburg, it's a very, very tough morning there. So if you're in Lynchburg and you want to report, help yourself. I think we have actually a new station there, an old station. Now we're on a new station, 888-302-3684 for an on-the-scene report from Fred Flintstone or whoever it is that's in Lynchburg. 888-302-DOUG, seriously, if you know some more about that situation. People around the rest of the country have a lot of sympathy when those sorts of things happen because there's nothing much you can do. do about it, except wish well the people who are there if there are homes. I didn't see any homes get destroyed in this, but just making a mess of the downtown area like that. It's kind of scary to see flames and smoke billowing around like that, too. Yeah, it is. So, Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the Ukraine. Ms. Merkel, the German Chancellor, coming to visit President Obama. And the first and only thing, if I were her, that I'd want to be talking to Mr. Obama about would be the NSA spy program. I mean, how do you sit there and not squirm if you're Obama when she's got the goods on you left to rights? Where'd that expression come from? Left to rights? Is that a boxing expression?
That was dead to rights.
Dead to rights?
To right.
All right, well, left to rights. Thank
left
you.
To right would be just emotion.
Yeah. It would be. All right, dead to rights. Thank you, Michael. Yes, she's got him on the NSA spying program. And so she would like to have that straightened out before they discuss the Ukrainian situation, because Mr. Obama wants her on board as a show of unity.
She doesn't like Poland that much anyway, so the NSA probably...
What? She doesn't like Poland? What's that got to do with the Ukraine?
Because Russia's going to take Poland after they're done with
Ukraine. No, they're not going to take the Ukraine. They're not going to take Poland. But
and you know what? Yes. It's not the Ukraine, by the way.
Yes, it is, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not interested. As far as I'm concerned...
It's the Ukraine?
It is the Ukraine.
And Merkel's from the Germany, right?
Merkel is from Germany.
The Germany.
The Germany. She's a German. That's where the Germans live.
Right.
In the Germany.
And that poor beauty contestant, she was talking about the Iraq, and she was just ahead of her time.
Right. By the way, speaking of Iraq, isn't there an election going on there today? There's an election in Iraq. Can you believe it? Yes. An erection. Oops, wait a minute. Election.
Yeah, that'd be different.
Oh, no. I'm sure there's one of those there, too, somewhere.
Really?
Just move along.
Really?
Wow.
Okay. Who's thinking of buying Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? The L.A. Clippers are for sale. Do you know that?
I did.
On the market.
I've gotten that message.
Right.
Well, actually, you know, Donald Sterling has been fighting. He issued a lawsuit yesterday.
He filed a lawsuit.
And issued it, too.
That, too. Yeah.
$1.7 billion against the NBA for what he says is a harsh punishment that they can't force him to
sell. I think he's right. Sue away. I think he ought to sue him.
The thing is I actually got to talk to one of his legal counsel people yesterday.
Did you?
And this will just be tied up in court for a really long time.
So he'll keep
he's 80-something years
right.
old.
He'll die, but he will not sell the team.
He's
going
to try not to. Yeah.
Well, if it's in court,
tied up, right.
The injunction is against the sale or against the
NBA for their punishment.
Well, part of the punishment is you got to sell the team.
Right.
So Oprah and all the other people who want to buy the team, Oprah wants to buy it, Magic Johnson wants to buy it, or Whoopi Goldberg wants to buy it. Who else is on that list?
Frankie Munoz, we talked about him yesterday.
Right, yeah.
Dr. Dre, P. Diddy, Rick Ross, Floyd Mayweather Jr., Oscar De La Hoya. I mean, people are just lining up.
So and the by only that, white person interested in this is Frankie Munoz.
And he's not even almost white.
Is he? Is he Hispanic with that name?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit? Okay.
But, you know, the more they're doing this, the more the price of the team is going to go up.
Right.
They're just driving that demand right up.
Right. And he's going to be, he's going to laugh, Sterling going to laugh all the way to the bank. Not that he isn't a despicable pig, because he is, but he's going to, the country allows you to be a despicable pig.
And even if he sells, he's not really punished, because he's going to make a ton of cash.
But by doing all of this, go ahead, Kenny.
Well, don't you think, though, if he fights this and tries to take it to court, that people will take it out against on the team?
No. I think there is a lot of support for the team now. I think the team's all excited because they see the prospects are brighter for getting rid of him one way or another. He's going.
Right.
So, I mean, they can hold him up in court for a while and jack up the price, yada, yada, yada. But he's going, and they are happy
about
that.
And I think he does have a legitimate case about the harsh...
Absolutely.
Reality of his punishment.
Yeah. Right.
He did not commit a crime.
Here's an interesting reality. You've got to be careful what you do. I've had this conversation a number of times with my son, who is a writer. As a matter of fact, he and his writing partner just sold their third script, and it's going to be the best payday for him in terms of where the script is going and what the movie is all about. And I go back to how it is in Los Angeles with people stealing your ideas right and left, and there's no resolve to it. In this circumstance, why did I decide to have this conversation?
Don't know.
Well, wait, no, you just prompted it. You said something, and now I'm trying to make reference back to it.
You were bringing up Brennan for some reason.
No, I know I was, because you said something that tripped about...
We had a harsh punishment?
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. Well, the reality, no, here's what it was. How you learn the hard way from doing things. When he had a script stolen, he showed a script to a guy who was an agent and a producer. The guy stole the idea and made a television show out of it. Brennan never got anything out of it. So in this circumstance, Sperling can't go down that same road. He's going to get something out of this no matter what. The day's saved for him. And he can be on his own without owning the team, his same gluttonous, piggish self with nobody to answer to. And one would say, well, in America, you ought not to have that problem anyway. But, you know, it's the court of public opinion is tough. And it's, we all have a right to express ourselves. He does by what we do, what we say, our actions, whether there's some slime wad that's got a tape recorder on and she's trying to get you for whatever she can get you for. That's what she's all about. And there are a lot of people like that, both men and women. But that still doesn't get in the way of being able to express yourself. And so the NBA is a private organization. They can do what they want to. But Sterling says, not so fast, bub. Where are there other examples of this sort of thing being done? And there aren't any. This is the harshest punishment for something like this. And it just shows you how badly the scales have tipped on the other side toward favoring the... nobody's saying what he said was right.
No.
Nobody's even coming close to that conjecture. But the other side of it is, okay, so instead of doing what they did, people don't want to go to the games, you stay home.
Right. I'm curious to see if there's going to be any criminal action taken against Stiviano, V. Stiviano, or whatever her name is.
Well, she's in court because the wife says that she has assets that he bought her, that the money came from community property. She
right.
claims she owns half of everything.
But she
in California,
him.
You can do that.
She tape recorded him, so now it would be interesting to see if he tries to push her into it if it was a secret recording, even
right.
though she says it wasn't.
Mother's Day is coming a week from Sunday, and Michael Fortier had a brilliant idea, which I thought I would pass along to you, because on occasion, Michael's pretty smart. And he said to me when we were talking about Sherry's Berries a few minutes ago, how about we put them together, Sherry's Berries, with BuzzBox coffee for a perfect Mother's Day combination.
That would be pretty tasty, by the way.
I think that's an excellent idea. Yeah, chocolate in coffee, dipping those chocolate strawberries, the other chocolate fruits you get from Sherry's Berries, into a cup of beautiful, delicious BuzzBox coffee. That is, Michael, it was genius on your part to suggest that.
It's a good thing, too, because we were getting a little down on you.
So BuzzBox coffee, orange box at DougStefan.com and berries.com for the berries from Sherry's Berries. Good ideas from Doug Stefan and at DougStefan.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Some politicians think the right of journalists to keep their sources confidential should be limited only to reporters who work for major newspapers. They think bloggers and tweeters do not deserve the protection of freedom of the press. But when you look through the lens of liberty, you realize that no government official has the right to decide who is a journalist. One senator says he doubts that bloggers or tweeters should be given media shield rights. But our rights do not come from the government. We were born with them, and our Constitution limits the government's ability to infringe upon those rights. Our rights belong to all individuals, not just to newspapers or certain groups. Let's speak up and defend the bloggers and tweeters. Either everyone has constitutional rights, or no one does.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Most people know Carrie Ann Inaba from Dancing with the Stars, but away from the judges' table, she's mom to four rescue cats. Now she's partnering with Purina One on an initiative to help improve the lives and well-being of cats everywhere.
Every cat owner wants happy, healthy cats, so I'm partnering with Purina One to help educate cat owners about the importance of proper nutrition. I took Purina One's 28-day challenge with my cats, Blizzard and Mimi, and I've seen remarkable visible differences, like shiny coats and healthy energy levels. It's easy to do. Just switch your cat's food to Purina One Dry Formula and go to www.purinaone.com/onesmartchange to track your cat's progress. There's even a coupon on the site to help you get started. And if you happen to be in the New York area between April 24th and the 27th, stop by the Cat Cafe to learn about cat health from the experts.
For more information, visit www.purinaone.com/catcafe. That's www.purinaone.com/catcafe.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Jennifer.
Dougie.
A lot of news here.
News.
Yes. Why is Cedric the Entertainer hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
He has been for a while, but he's not anymore.
I thought that Meredith was doing that.
Meredith Vieira was doing it for a while, but he's been doing it for at least a few years now.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's horrible at that.
He's not so bad. He's got a show on TV Land called Soul Man, and so he's probably a little busy. Maybe he's a little bored with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So he's leaving, and it looks like maybe Terry Crews has reached an agreement to succeed him. And that is a guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm not sure exactly who he is. I don't know, but I think you would be excellent at it. Is that what you're waiting for?
I would be excellent at it.
Yeah, I thought maybe you might be. But hey, there's some drama on this
side,
Lee.
Yeah?
And remember we talked about Naya Rivera and Lea Michele having a cat fight, and they were behind the scenes cat calling each other. Right. Well, it looks like Naya Rivera got the axe over at Glee. She will not be part of the show's fifth and final season. Although the announcement isn't official yet, her locker has been cleaned out, essentially. She's on the way out of town. Fox hasn't commented, but I'm sure they will soon. And they said she's just had too much drama in her life. Now, people that don't have drama are the creators of Sharknado. This thing is absolutely huge. Sci-Fi brought out the movie, the first one, set in L.A. It was a gigantic success, especially on social media. They're filming the second one, which is called Sharknado 2, the second one, by the way. It's set in New York City, still starring Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, Vivica Fox, Mark McGrath, and that's going to premiere on July 30th on Sci-Fi. Well, now, before that one's even hit the TV, Sharknado 3 will premiere the summer of 2015. Pretty exciting stuff.
Where is it taking place?
Jeez. We don't know where the third one will be.
Really?
Who knows where the sharks will attack?
I've been hoping they're going to New Orleans, maybe getting Roberta.
Maybe. Judge Judy is going to primetime. CBS is going to air a one-hour primetime special called Judge Judy Primetime on May 20th.
What a clever, clever way of titling. What is it? Is Judge Judy... What's the title again?
Judge Judy Prime Time.
Wow.
I know, easy for me to say that. I can't even get that out. I'm choking. It's so creative.
Hello.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Hands on help.
Help!
From Tom Kreidler, co-host with Leslie Segretti of the nationally syndicated weekend program called The Money Pit, 888-MoneyPit.com. Money Pit, no, the phone number is 888-MoneyPit. The web address is MoneyPit.com. See, I almost did it right that time.
Yeah.
You ain't no hope.
Well, the thing is, we've been working together so long, you remember that it used to be 888-MoneyPit.com way before it became MoneyPit.com.
Right, exactly. That's right. We have been working for a long time. We call this work. We've been friends for
True. That's true.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think I'm responsible for your success.
I think that must be true.
Isn't that true?
It's your show, so
he's
it must
responsible
be true.
For mine, Tom. So
right. You name the person who's around today, and I'm responsible.
That's it.
One way or another. Unless it's Mr. Sterling, and I don't want to be responsible for you.
Yeah.
Anybody else who's successful,
you
I'll take
you. You just can't pick and choose.
If it weren't for me, Oprah would never have gotten off of first base. Remember that.
Weren't you the guy that fired her off her first job?
Did no.
Never make anything of herself?
No. You know who did that? Was it was,
was that?
It was the
it
guy
was somebody
who
did that, yeah.
Producing, wasn't it the old Westinghouse People, that magazine show that she was on in Baltimore? Guy said, you're never going to make it, but get go find a job as a haircut person. Whatever.
I wonder if she thinks of him while she's sitting on her golden toilet.
Right. As she's buying the clippers or whatever else is she going to do. All right, this is not helping people who have home improvement problems. Say it again, Doug. This is not helping people who have home improvement problems. Tom is going to help you in just a matter of moments with spring cleaning chores and maybe an answer or two from listeners' questions. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely get some of the beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty busted man. Stick with us.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. The most overlooked spring cleaning chores. Now we've had such horrible weather. People feel like they started a month ago and they have to start all over again. Right? I mean, the weather's been so horrible.
It's nice. You know, we want to really freshen up everything. Like, mm-hmm. just go and get it done. You know, one of the most overlooked ones is those chores that are sort of overhead, like your fan blades. You know, we're going to turn those fans on as soon as it gets warm enough to keep the windows open. We're going to have those overhead fans running, so let's get up there and clean them really, really well. And by the way, if there's a reversing switch on the side of the motor, reverse it. You want to pull push that cool air down.
Right, exactly. Not the hot air.
Not the hot air.
No. All right, what else?
Well, another thing to look into are your railings. Now, the railings are important because they have to be secure. And just by virtue of the fact that you're always running up and down the stairs and grabbing those railings, the bolts tend to loosen up. So if you've got some loose fasteners holding those handrails up, a little trick of the trade is to remove the screw and then put a toothpick with a little bit of glue on it inside the hole and snap it off. It's like a wedge, and it makes it a little tighter for that screw when it goes in the second time, and it holds it quite well.
All right. Tom, there's a letter here from Jill. It could have been from Meredith. The stink bugs are back. Meredith walked into the bedroom the other night, looked at the shade, and she screamed like there was an alligator coming through the window with those little stink bugs. What do you do to get rid of them?
Well, first of all, you don't crush them, right, because that's going to make them stink.
Smell.
The easiest way to get rid of them is to vacuum them up. Now, one way to do this without stinking up your whole vacuum is if you have like an old stocking, you can stuff it into the end of the vacuum tube and then put a rubber band around the outside so it holds it. Yeah. Then you suck up the stink bugs and then pull the stocking out and empty it. If you see them alive, what you want to do is spray them with soapy water, just a 10 or 20% soap water solution, like dish soap, and they'll basically drown.
Really?
Yep. No pesticides required.
Bugs. My God, that's horrible. All right, check out all the home improvement ideas. The Money Pit is a wonderful place to go, making good homes better. Tom Kreidler here on Good.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.